With best wishes you get for not being able to be here, and he asked me to introduce the Mashgiach. First, I'd like to start off a great Yashkar to Rabbi Morgenstern for organizing this Gevaldike Asifa together with all the Asifas that he does, L'Shem Shemaim, L'Hagdol Teru, L'Hadira. In these days, anyone that walks into a Cheder, to a Masifta, even a Yeshiva Gedola, so it's very possible they hear justifications that Sovzman. Sovzman is Shananda, especially if the long winter's man and Ibiyar. And to see Taka Sovzman, Machanchen, zusammenkommen, with a Frischkeit, and to hear from new, to hear Chidushim, to hear Divrei Yisrael, it's a Meridike Chizuk. The Mashgiach once said in Avad for Machanchen and Chinuch Habonim, for parents of Chinuch Habonim, for Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that lament at the inyan for Nayosim, licked in them, Ehot Nishvos Adav. It's a toys, because people take here, Yisrael have what they need. The inyan of a Yosim is, as Meveis Nishvos Adav. People don't know, it's hard to know what the Yosim really needs. The Mashgiach knows what Mechanchim need. Is Mechanach Mechanchim? Is Madrich Mechanchim? Per Mesura has been fortunate, the Mashgiach, to give us Chizuk and Hadroche, a Yiddish Nit and Trit, a Zoivim Megretzach Tzu, a Parshish Pore, a Zagdomit, the Parshish HaChodesh, and the Pesach. Those are zusammengekommen, sich zubereiten, to teach Pesach. The richtige Hashkofe and with the richtige Reinkeit and that große Kovet vorstellen der Mashgiach Shlita.
Then it's just very difficult to know what to say, because there is really so much to say. And one lecture to give over everything that I would feel and has to say is a bit small, a bit too short. So we'll talk about the essence of the chaver of a Rebbe. If he wants to prepare the children not just for a Seder night, but to prepare them for what the Rebbein Shel Olam arranged the Yontav of Pesach for. And I think that the lesson of Pesach, as we all know, is the estate of Klal Yisrael, the estate of the Emuna of Klal Yisrael. It's also the estate of Chinuch. And it's the estate of Chinuch during the whole year, not just the period of Pesach. And I just want to read to you the few psukim in Parshas Vayera, which the Zohar HaKodesh says was one of the first mitzvahs in Emunah that were given to Klal Yisrael. So he learns the psukim as a tzivu in Emunah. We all know the psukim. Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And he uses these words. V'chein Emor Elivnei Yisrael. Ani Hashem. First thing you have to tell Klal Yisrael. Ani Hashem. I am Hashem. Hoyo, Hoybe, Ve'yir, Odin HaKoy. Tell them. V'hoitzeisi Esrei Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. V'yitzalti Esrei Mi'avodosam. Go out here, Israel, Israel, and Tuya. ובשפוטים גדולים. ולוקחתי אסכם לי לאום, ואישי לוחם לילקים. I'm going to do all the oitzis and moishin that are necessary to take you out of its life. ואישי לוחם לילקים, וידעתם כי אני השם אלוקיכם המויצי אסכם איתך אסיב לאיס מצרים. So Ribbono Shel'Olam says very clearly, the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the way in the Hisgalus in which I reveal at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim are to be a lesson in Yedias Hashem. V'yadaitem ki ani Hashem, we have to know about Hashem, and Hashem in our mind has to be labeled Hamoitzi Eschem Mitach HaSivlos Mitzrayim. That's the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And for sure, that's the purpose of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And for sure, that's the purpose of the Holy Hunter of Mitzrayim. One has to come out knowing about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Knowing. Yedaita. Not saying there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. Getting a good mark for the question, is there a Ribbono Shel Olam? You answer, yes, you get a mark. That's not what we're talking about. Yedaita ki ani Hashem. And Yedias Hashem is so important every moment of our life that whatever and however we are able to express ourselves in describing Hashem to our Talmidim and into making our Talmidim aware of Hashem, that's a mitzvah Talmidis. It's a mitzvah Talmidis every day and every year. A success in the classroom is if your children come out knowing to do our Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm not saying this figuratively. If children come out knowing there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, then you've been very successful. Knowing. That's how I understand the word, knowing. Sefer Charedim brings Taka as the first mitzvah, Yedias Hashem. First mitzvah he speaks about is Yedias Hashem. And he says that in Parshas Va'eil, the pasuk that I just mentioned, he says, V'raya mehem na'omar yedaitim k'ni Hashem p'kud ador kadmor ador kol p'kudim. So it comes first. It's the first mitzvah, not the first mitzvah which is mentioned, but it's first in importance. But above all other mitzvahs, Yedaitem ki ani Hashem. And then the Charedim also kasha. Umahu zeh shekosu b'divri ha-Nevi'im v'toysi ha-Toyro lo yedouni. The Novid complains, toysi ha-Toyro lo yedouni. Tamidi chachomim, people are sitting in Beis HaMidrash learning, they don't know me. They don't know anything about Yedias Hashem. Ala Yedias Zu, Zilkri Beiravu, Afila Amoretz V'Yisro Yedei Oysa. What do you mean? Ta'ise Ha'teira lo Yedavuni. Ela Mikan Atolomeid, Shepeirush Yedias Zu, Ke'em Ri'ia V'Toykef O'Emuna, Doim Ela Maskel B'Sichloi Kilo Ro'eyu B'Einoi B'Sorei. When we speak about Yedias Hashem, we're not talking about the cold intellectual concept. We're talking about a feeling of identity, a feeling of recognition, a feeling that I've seen the Ribbono Shel Olam in my eyes. It has to be that sort of Yedia, a Yedia which described that my neshama felt Ribbono Shel Olam. I saw everything that the Yidden saw in Mitzrayim. And I was convinced, the way the Yidden were convinced in Mitzrayim. And that's what Yedaitem ki ani Hashem, and Yetzias Mitach HaSivlos Mitzrayim. And that's why there's a mitzvah of Sifri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why there's so many mitzvah of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the mitzvah is Yedias Hashem. And that's very important. To stress over and over again, Boy Zoyo. Everything is like this. It's a beautiful morale. A pity I have one safer here. It's a gewaltig morale. It's a gurarie in Parshas Boy. Well, it's the Mitzrayim drove out Klal Yisrael because that the dough didn't have time to rise. Kigurishim in Mitzrayim. Matzuzu sh'onu oichel al shum mo. Al shum shalai hispik v'tzeker sh'avisinu l'hachmitz. Kigurishim in Mitzrayim l'yosu l'ochlu l'shamir. Boshtitz kolim gosu Mitzrayim l'hispik v'tzeker sh'avisinu l'hachmitz. Al sh'niglo aleyem melech malche amlochim ha'kodesh b'ochlu. We'll talk to you like fathers now for a moment. Whenever you gave the Seder, did you translate Melech, Malchei, Hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you said that over? Well, actually, believe me, Melech, Baruch Hu. If you missed that out, you missed the lesson. What? Did you think just all of a sudden the Balagoda comes with Melech, Malchei, Hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You don't say anybody this letter. Niglo aleihem. You're missing the point. At that moment, matzah represents a revelation in front of the eyes of Klal Yisrael. Melech, Malchei, Hamlochim. Where did we see him? When we were driven out of Mitzrayim. How did we see him? HaKadosh. The most holy, who represents Kedusha, completely detached from Olam Hazeh. Baruch Hu, he is the one who is the source of all Brocha. Translated. It's there to be translated. And then you realize you're talking about Hashem is Baruch. And then you might ask yourself the question, how did this moment become the moment of Gilui, of Melech, Malchei, Hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Maral says, I'm Moyo Dikapshat. The Maral says, the history of Tzedek shall have seen in Lachmitz. What botzik are we talking about? What was this dough? They already had the korban Pesach and the matzahs from Moed Michlu. That was the evening before. What was this dough? The Torah says, this was the dough. It was time to do a baking bagels for breakfast. They were hungry. They didn't go to the bakery. Everybody was making a dough. And it wasn't for provisions for the future, comes Hegel also there. It was for breakfast. I think the Bali Shlailan choose breakfast time. Everybody was in the middle of baking a dough. Not a mitzvah or nothing, just some weird time of the day. And that was the time the Bali Shlailan chose. Because the Mitzrayim, Chiposon of Mitzrayim, as she says, they wanted us out. We had already held them back. They wanted us out straight away back at Tzotzim. We said, we're not going out like thieves. We're going out in the day. Now the day has come. And they didn't have any patience anymore. And they were running into everybody's house. Get out of here. They were driving them out. He goes to me with Israel. Loyotl is my mayor. So what do you think the Maral says? What do you think the Yidden did when the Mitzrayim came rushing into the house and banging down on the door and said, get out of here. You know what they said to him? A poor man goes, wait a minute, we're just having breakfast. Let's first eat breakfast and then we go. Maharal, I didn't say that. Atka de kach, says the Maharal. There wasn't a Yid at that second who really wanted to go out of Mitzrayim. Philippe, give us a chance. Of course they want to go out of Mitzrayim. They want to go out of Mitzrayim all day. But we had breakfast or something else. Great discussion. You want us? Wait a minute. So I imagine ganz klar Yisrael going like this when the Mitzrayim were coming and telling them to get out. That's how they went out of Mitzrayim. So they should know they didn't go out of Mitzrayim. Hashem's Boach pushed them out of Mitzrayim. And that makes Mitzrayim on a different level altogether. Nobody could say, I went out of Mitzrayim. Nobody could take any credit for any movement. We never can take credit for movements. We only can thank the Boach Mitzrayim. You went out of Mitzrayim, you didn't want to go. You got out of Mitzrayim, oh, because Hashem is Boach pushed you out. And that moment is called Niglo Aleihem Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKodesh Boach. That's how he described that moment. Entirely Hashem is Boach. No, we had Adam Be'emza. Only Hashem is Boach himself. Because really and truly, everything we do is only Hashem is Boach. Even when we think we're doing it. And Mitzrayim, when you were describing that moment that we've been waiting for, longing for, that moment which we thought would never ever happen, and that moment which we needed so much Shri'ata Dishmaya that we should be able to be present at that time. And that moment had nothing to do with us. We hardly even moved of our own volition. We were pushed out of Mitzrayim. Who? Hashem is Boach. Melech, Malchei, Hamlochim, HaKodesh Boach. When a child hears that, then he begins to feel, Yidias Hashem, Yidaita, Yidaita. With a different sort of Yidia, the emissary Yidia. Chush, Hergish, that's what we call Yidia. Easily on the Haggadah of Pesach. Tell me, there could be Chaz Haggadah, it doesn't matter. And Baal Haggadah says, Malach, really did so. When God says, "The Baynish Lemani Hashem, Ani Hu Veloyach," that's the focus of the Haggadah, Malagoda. Ani Hu Veloyach. Ani Hu Veloyach means one hasn't got a bit to see. Any other intervention except the Baruch Hu himself. Ani Hu Vayach. The Gaon says that Yitzin Hashem in Tzayim Yot HaZokah V'zvayin Atuya V'mayin Lekohu V'yitzis V'mayin. So we repeat that. Now, Yitzin Hashem in Tzayim Lohi V'yitzin Malach. That's what we're saying. I know how the storm goes. You know, these are the pieces you have to rush through. It doesn't matter whether you said it or didn't say it. This is what I'm God, this is the face I was about. Are you saying Hashem is saying, Loyal you day, Malach. Mayuna Malach. Loyal you day, Sov. Loyal you day, Shliach. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido u'b'atzmoi. Do you translate that to your children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'heilig ha'ribayni shel olam. Was er is the Mekoyer HaBrochas, who is the source of all the brochas that we have today. B'chvoido u'b'atzmoi. Shenema, v'vati b'eres Yisrael b'layla hazeh. Die Käse kommen auch immer zu Israel, mehr oder nicht mehr Himmel. Wo kann er kein Israel essen, er heim Israel essen, ich wollte ihm an die Hashem. Noch einmal, warte über das Israel, mein Leid, also an die Hebel, oi Malach. Die Käse kommen auch immer zu Israel, an die Hebel, oi Sorov. Wo kann er heim Israel essen, ich wollte ihm an die Hebel, oi Schliach. An die Hashem. An die Hu. Vloyach. Make a point. This is what God is about. Boire oilo. Only Hashem. Ein oid me vada. And at this point in my Pelush on our God, as the God says, how is it, why is it, that in all our God of Shepesach, the name of Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't come up? How can we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim without mentioning Moshe Rabbeinu, Shliach Hashem? When we learn about Yetzias Mitzrayim in Chumash, every second pasuk is Moshe Rabbeinu. Each one of the esamakas is Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything is Moshe Rabbeinu. And here we come. So the whole sefiti is from beginning to end. There's not a mention of Moshe Rabbeinu. So God says, because that would be a mechitza between the ani hu loyach, loyadei malach, loyadei sorov, loyadei shliach, loyadei shliach. If we'd mention Moshe Rabbeinu somewhere, we'd fall into a shliach mode, and that would be a mechitza between the klokait. Yedai tem ki ani Hashem, ani. B'chvoidi u'b'atzmi. But that's what we have to keep on stressing. Everything that happened. And not what happened in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim we saw what happens every day. Niglo aleihem melech malchei hamlochim. What was the revelation? Not the revelation that the Ribbono Shel Olam was there now. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is there always. And every Seder night, a new Gilui, and a stronger Gilui, and a better Gilui, and a clear, more clearer Gilui. And that's what that's the aim of the Seder. And that's how we come to Echad, the Kingdom of Shemayim, with all that's over and over again. Echad Miyadeh, Echad Miyadeh. I'm going to take a Zach. I'm going to tell you about the Zohar. How I have a Seinu. It's interesting, Musa. Mitzchil oide avoyde zora hoy avoysin. Va'achsho kironu amokim lavidosi. Shenem. Hayom Yeshua el kolo'am, koyom ha'ashem elekei Yisro, ve'iva ha'no ha'yoshu avoysinu me'oilam. Terach avi Avraham avinocha vayavdu elohim achirim. It's very interesting, just as a matter of emes, you have to know. It's clear from the Paragoda, and the Rambam says so before, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that Avraham Avinu was an Oved Avodah Zarah, together with his father. Vayavdu elohim achirim goes the more. Ve'ivano yosha v'seichem me'yolam. Terach avi Avraham avi Nocha. Vayavdu elohim achirim. Terach Avraham Nocha. Ve'ekach zavichem es Avraham me'iver anor. Ve'oilech oisei v'chol eretz Kanaan. Ve'arbe zaro v'etan lo yesisor v'etan l'yisor v'syanko v'seisor v'etan l'yisor z'havsteid v'oresh l'yisor yagro v'yogel Yisroel. No mention that Avraham Avinu hikir as boiroi. No mention that Avraham Avinu spent his time as a nefesh who also b'chor and went from place to place. And the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah says, "Ashenes ve'elof alofim u'rovavos, he had tens of thousands of chassidim who were all mekabel. They were called beisrei shel Avraham. They were all mekabel emuna from him." Where kach is a little bit I, it's only the bench there. It's only the bench, where kach is the wall. So Chassel Tak is part of the Mashkiach is more on that. Yes. Okay, there's Bechira. Can you do anything in Bechira without the Rebbeinu Shleilah? Can you be successful with your Bechira without the Rebbeinu Shleilah? Say to Benach, we don't want to give credit to anybody or anything, only Boyroi. If we are a nation today, it's Boyroi Long. If Avraham Avinu was Maki, it was Boyroi, it's Boyroi Long. He wasn't a mafsik. The Bechir is zu stern, that's what he used to say. Not the Bechir is the ton. We have Bechir zu stern. Ton is the Gebäude nicht Loyla. To develop that feeling of the Daitam, Kani Hashem, to bring it into the classroom and then we're able to take that home. That's the best preparation in the Shai for Pesach. And as I said, Be'emes, we have to learn from that how we should express ourselves when we're in the classroom. We can talk as if an apikosha sprach without realizing. If we leave out the Rebbeinu Shleilah of Allah. All the emuna nechusa mipiyem, Novi says. And it looks like a double expression. All the emuna, there's no emuna. And it's not, we don't speak emuna because we haven't got emuna. That's not a pshat in the posuk. It's the other way around. We have no emuna because we don't talk about emuna. Nichus mipiyem. We're inhibited. Don't like to say the Rebbeinu Shleilah so much. First of all, the guy who likes to mention ourselves sometimes we shouldn't even be mentioned. But talk about Siyata Dishmaya. Talk to children about Siyata Dishmaya. Bring the Rebbeinu Shleilah into the classroom. Because that's what Pesach is all about. Daitam ki ani Hashem. If one wants to feel this great lesson, which is the lesson of Pesach, and if one wants to start, so to speak, a new campaign in the classroom, let the children mention the Rebbeinu Shleilah. They don't get points each time they mention the Bnei Shalom when they ask the question, or when they told you a story, or when they said what happened in the Nisus. How many times do you use the word Bnei Shalom? Shem is born. That's productive teaching. And taking out from the altar of Pesach what the Rebbein Shalom wanted us to take out. And you can bring up a different doya that way. Ach, it's a shame to miss the points. I would have wanted to talk a bit more about Hallel, because I believe that Hallel is also part of the Haggadah which gets lost. First of all, because we're tired. And also, I've also got a phone card back up. You could have thought of the time when Manish Tana was there. That's the only thing about it, but then by the time you get to Hallel. Whatever reason, Hallel gets lost. And again, if I can bother somebody, I can put one's hand on the Tanakh Shoiftim. You have to get a better life in here. Which also shows us the tachlis of this yisipiti in Mitzrayim. Be'emes, Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, I'm not going to ask anyone to look for Sefer Mitzvahs, but the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, in Kuf Mitzrayim, you can all look it up. Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, it speaks about the mitzvah yisipiti in Mitzrayim. He says the mitzvah, the sapa, a kolo rash also lo na mitzvim, veich no kam Hashem nikmosei mehem, ulo hoidais loy al kol atoiva shugmon on. Shenema, kol amal bila sapa yitzias mitzvim, ari zem shubot. And he brings clearly that part of the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim is Lahoydeh Sloy. Without Lahoydeh, you haven't finished Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. Look clearly the words of Dirk has made the claw. The Hallel, and we know that first part of Hallel going to a part of Magid. But the Yisayit is Lahoydeh Sloy. Lahoydeh Sloy is Barak. There's a beautiful Rashi. Shoiftim, when Gidoin was, when the Malach appeared to Gidoin, and he said to him, "Vayir Eilov Malach Hashem, vayoyme Eilov Hashem imcho gibo hechoy." He greeted him, "Hashem imcho gibo hechoy." As long as man of all of you, that the Bnei Shalom is with you. Shem imcho. Ayem elo gidoy, bi adoyni. Yesh Hashem imonu. The long words were asked no call voice. It's the time when Midian was harassing Klal Yisrael, where we took their properties and everyone was afraid of them. Yesh Hashem imonu. Long words were asked no call voice. Ayi kol nifloyis of Ashesit Molona v'seinu leimor. Halloy Mitzrayim Elonu Hashem, Atonu Toshonu Hashem, Vidneinu B'Kaf Pinyon. What do you mean Hashem? I wish I could see him. Have we heard that from our fathers, Kvaldik Yitzias Mitzrayim? And then we realize about that Hashem is everywhere, but now we can't see him. So everywhere, there's so many tzoros around. That was a question. Rashi said, beautiful from Achazal by Stace. Pesachoy. This story happened on Pesach time. It was the day after the Seder. Pesachoy. Omar Loi, listen to this. Gidoin said to the Malach, Emesh, last night, Ikrani Abo, Esahale. My father was reading Hallel. He talked in this guy to us in the Halle. How the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. Warte da Tosholim. Now you forsake us. Pile Ploim. Ulari was, I must say that the day after Pesach. Last night I heard the Tata saying, say Halle. Last night, Sipir Tis Mitzrayim. Begat der Samakas. Begat der Pekans. Tis Mitzrayim. And I'm not sure that I'm going to eat. I forget that. Because Hallel, that's the climax. And Hallel is really the stempel, whether you really were Masafi Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim as it should be. Because Hallel is our Gosha, Hallel is Yedaitem Kani Hashem. On Toysi Atoyra Loyaduuni, if you don't know how to say Hallel, then you don't know the Yvonishwe. And if a child doesn't feel impressed because of the emotions that the Tata had when he was saying Hallel, there is not to be blamed that he doesn't know the Ribbono Nishleina. Emesh Ikrani Abba is Hallel. That's how a child has to go out of her. That's how we have to learn on talk about children, all children. That's how we have to leave a Seder. The Hallel raised us up. The Hallel put us in the Ani Hashem mode. Everything's Ribbono Nishleina. Members for that, it would be kedai that we should go through Hallel together, but that we can't do. At least not today. You say, but one has to know from beginning to end, this is what we can be talking about in the classroom. You're not going to rattle any other father from being a kind of Mississippi Yisrael. You leave a lot to say all the details of Mississippi Yisrael, and every detail is gewaltig. But given that concept, everything's a boy. What the Rebbe Shem showed us in Mitzrayim was that he does everything. And he does everything with Toiva. He's Boruch. He's the source of all Boruch. And every Boruch that you make, that's what one can tell the children too. That's a kiyum that you really understood what Mitzrayim was all about. We have Hashem who takes care of us. And it's just as one thing at all times is looking for ways and creating situations of brocha and toiva for us. Is the letzte toiva of Yeshua Mashiach, may we not make.